It's very odd to begin Zman this way. For me, it's the beginning of the Zman. Some of you might have already started. It's very odd not to be able to be together in the Beis HaMedrash and the excitement and the avira of the Beis HaMedrash. It's very hard. We're living in a remarkable time. I think everybody feels that Hashem is doing something, preparing the world in some mysterious way for Geula, Elul, which is the end of the year. This year feels like Elul, which is the end of all years. It's the end of time. And we're about to enter into something new, into something remarkable, something different. And Mimela, whenever we're at the end, there's a birur that takes place. A birur, the question at the end of time, at the end of the year, and the Elul of history is who really wants all of this stuff that we've been doing all of our lives? Who really wants this? There was a certain momentum. I'm not talking about Balei Tshuva, who made a conscious choice. A ger made a conscious choice. But even a Balei Tshuva and a ger over the years becomes part of that march. There's a certain rhythm. There's a certain momentum of learning and davening and having a certain seder of life. And before Mashiach comes, Hashem stopped that. There's been an unbelievable hafsak, an interruption. And the birur that's taking place is, as it says in Chumash, Ki minasta Hashem eschem ladas, hayeshchem ohavim es Hashem. Until now, choices were being made for you. Even though we all have bechira, but we were part of a mizgeret of life. But now, the test is Ki minasta Hashem eschem ladas. Hashem is testing us, and He wants us to find out about ourselves. Hayeshchem ohavim es Hashem. Do you really love Hashem? What is it in life that you really want? Because now everything has sort of been reset. There are yeshivas. People have been telling me there are certain yeshivas, wonderful, productive yeshivas. The guys are not coming back. The yeshivas are closing. Guys were away from the Beis HaMedrash for 3, 4 months, 5 months, and they lost their swing. They no longer feel they're part of something. And Hashem is being mevara. Hayeshchem ohavim es Hashem. These are called the days of Ratzon, from Elul and on till Yom Kippur, and then really, of course, Shmini Atzeres is the Yichud. These are days of Ratzon, of will, of longing, of desire. And Hashem is Megala, Hashem reveals to each and every one of us, Ani chafetz b'cha. I love you. I want you. Your Avodah is important to me. That's what Hashem shows us during this time of the year. And we're being tested. What do we really want? Ma ani rotzeh. What do I want? Who am I really? Who am I really? This is true every Elul, but especially Elul at the end of Tavshin Peh, of this Tlidike year of Tavshin Peh. Who are we really, and what do we really want? So you know, there are many Ramazim in the Sfarim. There are many Ramazim for the month of Elul. Rabbi Nachman Schussi Yolanda and Chaf Aleph, from the Kutaman Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Nachman says a Mordek Remez. Oiz v'hoda levusha for Mishle. Oiz v'hoda levusha. She is enclothed in strength and majesty. Oiz v'hoda levusha. Batishak liyam achrayim. And she laughs with joy, waiting for the last day, for the end of time. So oyz v'hadar levusha v'atishak liyam achron, the Rosh Tevis of the words levusha v'atishak lamed vav li Yom Achron, Laman Aleph, is Elul. Levusha v'tischak l'yom Achron. Enclothed, she is enclothed. Deishas Chal, Hashem's Kala, a Jew. Knesset Yisrael, is Levusha v'tischak l'yom Achron, is Elul, v'shetev is Elul. So let's talk about Levusha. Let's talk about clothing. About clothing. The parasha is the parasha of Yifas Toya. It's a strange thing. It's very difficult for us to relate to this. But you all know that in the Zohar Kodesh, I'm sure that you've seen this brought down on this farm, that the Zohar Kodesh tells us on the words, Uvachse esavia ves ima yerach yomim, and this captive woman who was taken captive is crying. Uvachse esavia, she's crying for her father and for her mother, yerach yomim, for a month, 30 days. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed to us, yerach yomim is doyacha de elul, that these 30 days of crying for our father and for our mother, these are the days of Elul Yachad Elul. What's the meaning of the Yifastar in the month of Elul crying? So the Zohar Kodesh says, Eishes Yifastar Dohi Nishmasa. The beautiful woman who has been taken captive is the Neshama of a Jew. In other words, the Neshama is so beautiful. But that beautiful neshama is trapped, has been taken captive, is imprisoned in the guf, in the body. In that world that is filled with shtusam shtuyot, with ugliness, with filth. And therefore, the Torah tells us she's wearing simlas shivya, she wears garments of mourning. Garments of shevi, of captivity, a prison uniform. Simlas shivya. Now you all know that the neshama has levusha. Now that we've identified, Rabbi Shimon has taught us that on a deeper level, the Yifas Torah is the soul, is the neshama. The neshama has levusha, has garments. Of course, in Tanya, at the beginning, already, machshava, dibur, maise, a person's thoughts, a person's words, a person's actions. Linyanenu, we're going to talk about the levushim that are worn in this world. In other words, the externality of life in this world, our actions, Our begodim, our levushim, are what we actually do in this world. It's a levush for the neshama. There is machshav and dibur too, but I'm not talking about that now tonight. A person's maisim, a person's actions. The word beged is from the word begida. Begida means treason. It means a betrayal. The reason the neshama is crying is because as a result of that relationship that it has to the guf, the neshama is forced to be part of a world in which she is wearing garments that are not her own. She does not want to wear them. She wants to remove these garments. The pnimius of the neshama, the pnimius, the inner life of the soul of the Jew, is tveikas basha, is pure, is white, is holy. And as a result of her relationship with the guf, that she's imprisoned in the guf, the neshama is watching that person. The neshama is watching that person live a life that's completely inconsistent with who she is, with who this person is, be'emes, the neshama that's trapped. And therefore, the neshama in captivity is crying. La via v'ima, to be connected to Avia, her father. Ima is the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael. She's crying. These are not tears of sadness. The Sfarim tell us that the crying of Elul is not Chalila's sadness. Chas v'chalila. Vachsa es aviv es ima means the neshama is crying because of her ga'aguim, of her unbearable longing to return to her father and to her mother, to Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina, to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, to her true life, to that world of Dami Ayin Baso Lanata Harlech. The neshama knows where she comes from, who she is, and the neshama knows where she wants to go. But as a result of the imprisonment of the guf, she's wearing these begadim that are bogeid, that are a betrayal of who she is and what she wants. And the truth is that these begadim are very, very pretty. They're very attractive. And in the world, the person is being complimented for these begadim. Oh, you look so beautiful. Everything you're doing, you're the most successful this, you're the most beautiful that. You're the most talented person, and so on. These begadim, these levushim, that the neshama is enclosed in and imprisoned in this world, are appreciated and admired in the world, but for the neshama, it's mamish a galus. It's mamish an unbelievable galus. Now, in Mishlei Perek Lamed, Shlomo Malach describes this galus of the neshama. And Shlomo Malach says, Shivcha kisirash givirta. If any of you ever learn the Rabbi Nachman's story of the exchanged children, you'll know exactly what this is about. The world of tmurais, of exchanges, of things being the opposite of what they really are. And it says in Pasuk, Shivcha kisirash givirta means that the gullus of the neshama is when the maidservant, the slave girl, takes the place of her mistress. The mistress is thrown into jail. The true gvirta, the true gveret, is displaced and dishonored and disgraced and seen as worthless, which is the neshama in this world. And the shivcha, the maidservant, the body, physical existence, the life of the guf of Olam Hazeh is shivcha ki sirash gevirta. She takes the place of her mistress. So when it comes to the month of Elul, listen, Chavra, because I'm not able to see you. I mean, I see a couple of you, but I don't see you. And even when you see somebody on the phone, I'm on the phone now, there's just three other, even when you see somebody, you're not seeing the person the way you would when you're in the same room. The question that is being asked of you and of me right now in the days of Ratzon of Elul is, who's the Baal HaBos? Who's the Baal HaBos in your life? Who's the Baal HaBos? Is it the Neshama, the Geveres? Is it the Neshama, the Baal HaBos? Have you heard the crying of the Neshama, the gagum of the soul? Are you hearing that? Are you opening up that part of yourself, that prison door? The whole year, the neshama, the voice of the neshama is drowned out by the loudness of the shivcha. The shivcha is so rude. The shivcha is so loud, so noisy. And the tendency of a person is to hear the shivcha, like, you know, what's going on in the world now. With, for instance, the media is so loud, they're so noisy, makes such a rage. And you would think that that's what the world really is about, what the media says, the things that are being spoken about in the media. The media is a shivcha p'chus, but she's like a grager, you understand? She makes noise. The guf is a shivcha, but the guf, the nefesh bahamis is loud. The nefesh bahamis is forceful. The nefesh alakis, the neshama, is gentle and soft-spoken. And during the year, oftentimes we we no longer can hear the sound of the imprisoned neshama, the Eishes Yifas Toyer, that's crying for her father and her mother. So the avoid of Elul is not chalila to be sad. Chas v'chalila. That's what is a tumma. It's not the avoid of Elul, it's not the avoid of Hashanah Yom Kippur. Atzvus. It's tumma. The avoid of Elul is the avoid of a person being able to hear that crying of that true self, of who I really am, and to begin to feel the gaguim, and to cry out to Hashem, like it says by the Yifas Torah, Vehesira es simlas shivya me'aleha. Rabbi Shalom, I'm begging you, take off of me these foreign clothing. Take off of me this beged that is in a state of begida, that's boigade, my essential neshama, who I am, the essence of who I am. I want to live a life that my life is consistent, that my life, my begada, my levusha, my actions are an expression of who I am, not a denial of who I am. And therefore, this time of Elul to bring us to Vehesira Simla Shivya Mela, it's all about the begadim. When we come to Yom Kippur, and the begadim of Yom Kippur, we see the Kohen Gadol, the whole Indian Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is changing his begadim, putting them on, being Loivei Surah, Poshei Surah, the Big Day Zahav, the Big Day Lavan. You see, the Big Day Zahav symbolize the Shivcha's fascination with this world, with the golden garments of this world. Those are the Big Day Zahav. The Big Day Zahav are nice, are attractive in the eyes of the world, but it's not me. Somebody else dressed me up like a Barbie doll, like a, what's the guy? Ken. I think it's Barbie and Ken. I think so. And I have six daughters. So it's been a long time since they were playing with Barbie, but she's dressed up like a Barbie, and he's dressed up like a Ken. Those are the Big Day Zahav. And the whole avoid of this time of the year is to come to the white, the Big Day Love, and the white garments of the Kohen Gadol. The Big Day Love means the Emes, it means the Pnimis, it means the Neshama. It means now my clothing are an expression of my deeper will. Now my actions are consistent with who I am. You know how you and I feel when we do something that we don't really want to do? When we act out of character, we feel disgusted with ourselves. We feel a loathing with ourselves because we can't bear that unbelievable contradiction between the neshama, the who I am, and the way that I'm acting, between my neshama and my levushim, the garments of my neshama, how I conduct myself in the physical world. So the whole tachlis is to come to that state of a hey serious shivlas as simlas shivyamela, to tear away those clothing of captivity, and to be able to wear the Big Day Lovin of the Kohen Gadol. And Rabbi Shimon says, and then afterwards, there can be this deep, beautiful relationship between the inner self and the outer self. There can be this marriage, this wedding of the Eishes Yifas Toyer. So now we understand that the union of Purim and Yom Kippur is all about Levushim, is to be able to recognize that Sof Kol Sof, my neshama is in pain because of this tachpos, because of the costume, the outfit that I'm wearing, the way that I'm acting in this world, covered by the simlas shivya, by the garments of captivity. And now we understand Rabbi Nachum Susilana says that the Rosh Tevis of Oiz V'Hodor Levusha V'Tishak Liyam Achrin. What are these garments of strength and majesty? Levusha V'Tishak Liyam Achrin is the Rosh Tevis El. That during this month, we are supposed to remove the garments of captivity and to enclose ourselves in Oiz V'Hodor, in strength and in beauty and majesty. What is this referring to? So let's take a look in the Sichas Aran. If I knew how to do this, I mean, I'm only zooming like the last 5 months. It feels like my whole life. If I know there's a way to put up something, right, you know, a page on the Zoom, but I don't know how to do that yet. So I'm just going to share with you two or three sentences from Sichas Aran, Chav Gimel. So chever, you have a chance, look at Sichas Aran, Chav Gimel. I'm going to begin, it's a short, the Sichas are short. I'm going to read to you the second half, where it says, Suf Shamati. Sichas Aran Chav Gimel. It's about garments and food. It's about the levushim of life. So Rabbi Nachman Schussler says the following. Shuv Shamati, Rabbi Nachman says, Shuv Shamati Sichas HaKadosh Mein Zeh. I heard another shmuz, another sticha from Rabbi Nachman regarding this matter. Shomar, Rabbi Nachman said, Boilam Haba Munochen Kama B'nei Adam Bachutz. In Olam Haba, there are some Jews who are outside, who are not allowed in. They're Munochim Bachutz. They're Tzoyakim B'Kolmar. And they are screaming with a bitter scream. They're Tzoyakim B'Kolmar. Tnu Lonu Malachal. These neshamas, these souls that are outside, that are not allowed in to Olam Haba, are screaming for food. Uvoin Etzlam V'Oimim Lam. And whatever Malachim come to them and say, here you have some food, something to eat and something to drink. Here, eat, drink. The hey meshivim at these neshamas answer, and they say, loy lo, no, no. This is Olam Haba. We don't need the rib steak and the sushi. We don't need the pizza. We don't need the pizza and the other stuff. In this world, that's not eating in this world. We're no longer in the guf. What we need here is eating and drinking of Torah and Avayda down below in our lives in the guf when we were captive, when we were captured in the guf. We were eating and drinking the food. All we cared about was the food, the foods and the drinks of the guf, of Gashmius, of this world, of that world below. But in this world, Rabbi Nachman says, these neshamas are screaming and crying, Gevald, we're hungry and we're thirsty, for a Torah and Avoda. V'chein munachem kama b'nei adam arum in b'chutz. And Rabbi Nachman says, and there are many, many neshamas that are naked, that are not able to enter into Olam Haba, into Gan Eden, because they're naked, and they're outside of the fence of Gan Eden. They're screaming, we need something to cover ourselves. We need clothing. We need begodim. We need levushim. And some alochim come to them and say, here you have a beautiful suit, a tailored suit, a beautiful outfit. Here you have a beautiful dress, the latest style, the latest fashion. The Hamashivim at the Neshama says, Lo ein elam albushim nitzvachim lano klal. In this world, we have no use for those begodim, for those garments. Rak onu tzvichim mitzvah samasim tovim l'slavish behem. We need mitzvah samasim tovim l'slavish behem, and we didn't do enough in the world while we were alive. And here we're freezing cold. We need garments of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim l'slavish behem. Onu va'amar. Then Rabbi Nachman concluded this sikh. Listen to what he said. Chever. It should go deep, deep inside, into the prison, deep into the prison, and to reach the princess that's locked up, and to give her chizuk. Onav Omar, Ashrei Misha Zoich Elechol Kamer Prakim Mishnayis. Fortunate, fortunate is the Jew who, while he's in this world, in the prison of this world, in the guf, that he is zoich to eat Kamer Prakim Mishnayis. V'lishtos Achakach Eisa Kapitlach Tehillim, and to drink after he learns some Mishnayis and some Gemara. After he has a good meal of Mishnayos and Gemara, he's able to drink some Kepitlach Tehillim. Ulislabesh be'ez mitzvahs, and to be mislabesh in some mitzvahs, to put it on the levushim in this world of some mitzvahs and ma'asim toiv. Chever, that's the oiz v'hada. Those are the majestic, beautiful garments. In Lekut Demaran Chaf Aleph, there Rabbi Nachman says, Ka'ideh levush, Shubachinus HaChashmal, we're not talking about Chashmal now, which is the Gematria of Lavush. It's not the electricity in the lights, it's something else. Shulavush Oiz V'Hoda, Lavush Chozek V'Noe, Ayedezeh V'Tishak L'Yam Achrayim. That if a person eats Gemara and Mishnayis, and he drinks Kepilach Tehillim, and he's Mislabish and Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, then V'Tishak L'Yam Achrayim. Then when he gets to Olam Haba, it's Vatisach Liyam Achra. Then it's Vatisach Liyam Achra. Then he's laughing with the joy of those who are welcomed into that world of eating and drinking and levushim, the Torah and mitzvahs and levushim of mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim. Listen, Chevra, there's a lot to talk about, and it's already... I mean, I already daven mincha marav. I know what's with marav, but I'll end. I'll tell you a little ma'isa. A ma'isa of the Divrei Chaim Suslim, the sons of Rav. The sons of Rav had many children, boys and girls. Big tzaddik and bitzadkanias. The youngest daughter's name is Feigele. Feige, they call Feigele. I don't know all the details of this story. I heard it many, many, many years ago when I was younger than you. But I remember that it was the chasna of this daughter Feigele, and she was supposed to be extraordinarily beautiful inside and out. And it was the time before she was coming out to march to the chuppah, and the stanza of the Divrei Chaim was there with her in the room waiting to go out, and the Divrei Chaim heard somebody crying. Now, nobody else heard crying. The Divrei Chaim heard it with his Ruach HaKodesh, and he heard some crying. He heard crying. And he said, wait, we can't go to the chuppah. Somebody's crying. The sons of Rav said, there's something terrible. And the Divrei Chaim went with his way of knowing. I don't know where he went. And he went and he found it was a girl that was a young woman that was crying. Vachsa, as a viva sima, she was crying. And the Divrei Chaim asked her, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Come to the chasna. My Feigele is getting married. And this girl was obviously a very poor girl, was dressed in the mabushim of a poor person. And she was crying and she was saying that I'm supposed to be getting married tonight. And my parents couldn't afford a wedding gown. And this is what I'm wearing to the chuppah. The Divrei Chaim said, wait. And he ran back to his daughter, Feigele, and he told her what's going on. And everybody said, but it's time for the, she can take. Feigele said, no, bring her here. And she switched clothing. She said, you take my wedding gown and quickly run to your chuppah. And Feigele went with these poor girl's garments. She marched down to the chuppah. I don't know what the rabbis have said about that. But she went down to the chuppah in the clothing. The Baba Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Chusson, was the one who told over this mice. She went to the garments of the poor girl. And she walked to the chuppah. And the Baba Rebbe Shuslani, when he said over the Maisa, he said that the Divrei Chaim and the other tzaddikim that were at the Chasna said that they always knew and they had heard that this daughter Feigele was the most beautiful. But they never ever imagined how beautiful she was. When they saw her walking in that wedding gown of the garments of the poor girl, is Oiz V'Hod Levusha at Tishak Liyam Achra. Have the levushim of a Jew that are beautiful, of the levushim of doing good things, of caring about other people, of being kind, of giving of ourselves to others, of pouring our hearts and souls into our learning, our davening, our mitzvahs, and masim toivim. So I want to give each and every one of you a bracha that you should be levushim with the oiz and hoder of a Jew, and you should be able to laugh by the Yom Achron, that all of us should be able to laugh. We're holding now is the Yom Ach when we're coming to the last day of history. It's the end. The vision has said that before Mashiach comes, everybody's going to be holding on to a rope, and the Baruch Shalom is going to be shaking the rope, and only those who are able to hold on are going to be welcomed in. It's hard to hold on. The whole world is shaking. Let's hold on tight. All of us should be Zeich Mez Hashem for Vatisak of Yom Achman to be able to laugh the last day. And to be able to greet Mashiach Sekeinu with the Gula Shem Amitis, from Hebi Amen Amen V'Amen. I want to give each and every one of you a Neshika, a Chassidish, a kiss from the very depths of my being to each and every one of you. That you should be Matzliach in your learning. For the Baruch Shalom, and that the Bira should be a Bira, that you'll be Nemanim and myself, we should be faithful to the Bari Olam, to the last day, to be faithful to the last day. Ashreichem, Ashreichem, learn Torah, B'tech Simcha, Nachavas Adas, and we should miss Shem B'Zoichev, the Glash of Amitis, Mehemi, Amen, Amen, V'Amen. Kol Tov.